Many hard decisions were made here in the trustees' office and store. The trustees were the leadership of the Shaker Ministry, who managed community finances. They also did business directly with the world's people and businesses. During the early 1800s, Brother Ira Lawson ran Hancock Affairs with an expert hand. But by mid-century, the number of Shakers at Hancock began to decline. As communities closed in New York and New England, Shakers from those families moved in. Joseph Holden moved to Hancock from Mount Lebanon and served as trustee and elder after Brother Lawson. During the last years of the Hancock community, trustee and eldress Mary Frances Hall lived alone in the trustee's house. She was one of the first women to be named trustee. In 1960, the buildings and properties were sold to become a public museum. The last few elderly Hancock Shakers moved away. Discover the Trustees Parlor. For a message on changing with the times, press the yellow button.